This is Saturday morning, and let's welcome another guest into the studio.
Please welcome to the studio, Richard Wallen from the MK Curry Club.
Good morning.
Welcome, Richard.
Good morning. Now, you come without gifts. I don't see any aluminium tins with you.
It's a bit early, isn't it, really?
Well, yes, I suppose so. But so I was hoping there's going to be an offering of some curry, but there's not.
What is the MK Curry Club?
MK Curry Club, we've been going about 3 years. We're a group of guys who go out once a month to review restaurants, curry houses in the Milton Keynes area.
Now that is a well set up club. I was going to be part of a club, it's your club I'd like to be part of.
I have to say, people think it's just an excuse for a bunch of lads to go out on a Friday and have a beer and have a curry, but actually it's completely different from
completely?
That.
Really,
completely different.
There's an element of that in it, surely.
It's a labour of love. It's a job. It is a job, and right. One that we take very seriously.
And, you know, I like the idea of this kind of weekend club, because do you have to get up, like, 6 o'clock Sunday morning for training?
Yes, usually to the bathroom.
Yes, there is some of that, but perhaps we better not go into that now.
Because you're going to be on television, aren't you? BBC have done feature on you. They've followed you around for a while.
They did, yeah. They followed us around on one of our typical evenings out, and they followed us down the pub. And because obviously, if you go out for a curry, there tends to be a pub is required and a beer is required, because it kind of eases those those feelings and gets you into the mood for the food. And then they followed us out to the restaurant where we had our usual meal. And obviously, we turn up with clipboards and we score stuff and we have scoring sheets and we.
How does a restaurant feel when you walk in there with a clipboard?
It's fun. We usually warn them that we are who we are.
Right.
And we have a bit of a reputation now, so that some of them are very good and actually make a bit of fuss of us and look after us a little bit better, but some of us just think we're a bunch of blokes. Just after discount, which isn't true, of course.
It's an elaborate scam just to get better service and better food, isn't it?
Sometimes it works. Sometimes it works. But, I mean, joking aside, we do take it seriously. We do score everything. We score the service. We score the ambience, the restaurant. And we've got a website, www.mkcurry.co.uk.
Can we benefit from your reviews?
Of course you can.
Yeah. Well, there's quite a few members, so I'd imagine that you're scoring like as a collective score.
Absolutely.
So therefore, ultimately, we should know which is the best curry house in Milton Keynes from you testing them all.
Exactly.
So before we go out for a curry, what's the web address again?
www.mkcurry.co.uk.
Lovely.
So, because we've got 3 years worth of reviews on there, in most cases we've been to restaurants at least twice now. And sometimes you do get a very different experience when you go a second time, and particularly if you go kind of 2 years down the line, lots of things can change. And everyone finds, you can, one restaurant that's good 1 week can be very different the next month when perhaps the management's changed or perhaps the chef has changed.
So the TV programme that the BBC have done, have you seen the edited version?
No.
So this will be a surprise for you as well?
I'm a bit concerned they're going to make us look a bit sad.
Right, so it's tomorrow night then, Sunday.
Sunday,
11:30.
Well, they've moved it. This is a bit of a worry, isn't it? They've actually moved it to midnight. So they've wound it half an hour.
On BBC Three.
BBC Three.
I think it's 115.
Yeah, the programme's called Can't Stop. It's a series they're doing. This one's about eating, and it's about people that are passionate about food. Although, from what they've told me, the other people they've interviewed are people that do stupid things like hold the Guinness Book of Records for eating the most number of faggots.
Oh, and eggs and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and
that's
not
in America.
We're not about volume, we're about quality.
Yeah.
Okay, well, enjoy watching yourself on the TV, and we'll look forward to speaking to you in the future. Richard Wallen, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.